So this event was everything. It was awesome to see the Black community members of Humboldt here together and just be able to network and meet people and have amazing food. That it just felt like home. So
it really felt like family. Yeah. It was really warm and welcoming. Like everybody greets you with a smile and just like you miss that. Like you don't get that every day.
Yeah, but you kind of do get it like in the community sense. Like you know how Black people run into each other in Humboldt and we always hug each other. Mm-hmm. So it just felt like, oh my gosh, here are the faces that I see day to day. So it was that good of an event.
Well, I'm a part of the Black Male Empowerment Group. We call it BMEG for short, it's an acronym. And we have monthly breakfasts, local Black men and students, Black students, every first Saturday. We first started having them at a small cookhouse. And we felt that we wanted one more of a home environment. So we have it here at a local church. It's just close to campus. And we cook our own food. There's a group of brothers who come through 7 o'clock in the morning, cook, you know, singing, laughing. We start breakfast at 9, started doing that. And, you know, the purpose of BMEN is just to, is just for local Black men just to get together and just have a space just for us to be who we are, not be being unapologetic and whatever we got on our mind, you know. And we just felt that, you know, we have this gift for us brothers, you know what I mean? We wanted to share that gift with the local Black community. So we thought a fish fry would be a perfect venue. So we had one in November, but it was a conflict with the Humboldt State football, and it was rumored to be the last football game. So we wanted to have another one late spring to honor not just the Black grads of 2018 at HSU and CR, but also just get Black community members, families, HSU staff, and faculty together. And just meet one another. No agenda, just really just eating, laughing, get to know one another, you know, having kids running around, playing with each other from different communities, from McKinleyville to Ferndale. And getting together. The way we were able to generate the funds, some of us are professionals here locally, retired as well, and we just figured like, hey, you know, we just all just come together and just all chip in with our own funds to put together and for a no cost function.
Okay. This is April 28th, Saturday, and I'm looking at the beautiful Tina Sanfe, whose voice is so important in Humboldt County in the world. Check out her blog. But no, I we're having an event here, Fish Fry, and it's sponsored by Black men that live in Humboldt, but it's a very multicultural event, but it's just a down-home event,
free
of charge, because we just want to give back to the community. Humboldt students, they go through a lot being here and attending HSU, so we just feel important. We feel it's important just to give back and to let the Black students here in Arcata, Eureka, McKinleyville, wherever they live, but it's not just for HSU students, it's just for all folks, really. It's just a big community event, but it centers on Afrocentricity, Black folks. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've done all our lives. We've always given to people, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're about creating community. So that's what it's about. It's about letting the students know we're here and we want to continue. And I think it's important that oftentimes we organize for particular issues and particular concerns, but it's nice just to get together and just keep, you know, creating a community. And I think it's really important that, you know, it's something where students have to, you know, it's nothing, we don't want no money, you know, we're not doing it, and we're not even raising money, we're just doing it because. And so it's just it's long overdue in Humboldt.